Oh, wow. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. We're without microphone today, so I hope you can hear me. Good evening. How's everyone doing? It is Friday, July 19, 2019. Welcome to Let's Have a Chat. I'm Dave, and today we're going to close out this week with Forbes Friday. Banner week in business, banner week in politics, banner week in life. Business, politics, space exploration, everything. Everything. And it also gives us a time to reflect and to connect. Excuse me. But what I want to talk about is the disconnect. And in the show notes today, I talk about Netflix and Disney. Oh, I'm getting a scratchy, itchy throat. So, it's Forbes Friday. So, taken straight from Forbes.com, Forbes Magazine, and its numerous daily emails and weekly emails, I'm going to talk about two things, Netflix and Disney, and their disconnect with what's going on in the world and what's going on with them as a business entity. And it's definitely something that you as a business owner definitely need to pay attention. You as a leader, you as a manager, you as someone who looks out for people and looks and takes care of people and works with people and has people as customers and has people as shareholders. I hope this works. We're connected now. I hope it stays steady. I didn't want to talk too loud, but I hope it is working. So here's the deal. On the Forbes website, they report, basically everybody reported that Netflix this week reported losing 126,000 subscribers instead of growing their user base. So 126,000 subscribers at a base rate of what, $11? That's quite a bit of money. $11 times 126,000 every month. That's quite a big chunk of change. So folks, again, and you know, they're resting on their laurels, fine. And I'll get to that in just a second. Disney CEO Bob Iger and Disney and versus the Disney heirs. Again, Abigail Disney went and talked about that she actually went undercover, or she just showed up. She didn't do that undercover boss thing, but she showed up at the Disney, one of the Disney facilities in Florida, and she didn't like what she saw. There was this disconnect. And I think her biggest point of contention was the difference in the pay. The difference in the pay and that, people need to do something. And I get it. I understand. As someone who had at one point signed checks for people, that their pay, if I could do more, I would have done more, but there is a bigger picture. I get it, but my paycheck was not such a huge disparity from everybody else's. You know, just huge difference. No, it wasn't like that, but apparently that's the way it is, and I get it. So let's go back a little bit and we'll talk about both. You know, they were just disappointed in that. So the disconnect here is that Netflix, the blockbuster killer, just stopped. They stopped. They just stopped looking at the people and they just kept raising their rates. I understand they were expanding, they had great shows, they were developing their own stuff, they were producing their own things. And I get that. You know, Orange is the New Blacks. The Orange is the New Black. And I understand that. You know, you got to spend money to make money and so on and so on. But it was just costing, it was coming at the cost of who? That's right. The customers. I was a subscriber, full disclosure, I was once a subscriber, but they upped their rates and they upped it on the second time. I said, that's enough. For what I'm getting back, it's just not enough. There was not enough conversion. Anything that was converting over from mainstream onto Netflix, it just wasn't happening. They were losing out. Amazon was kicking butt. Hulu was coming up and rising in meteoric rise. And now we've got all these other ones, all these other platforms. So, and then Disney's getting ready to come out with their own platform. So what does this say about Netflix? Well, they got disconnected. They disconnected because they were so more amped up into creating content instead of retaining content, retaining their customer base and working with that customer and in turn, it all slipped and slid. So it was a good move to go ahead and expand their stuff, but it was a bad move because, again, who suffered in the end? Now the shareholders are going to suffer. And folks, shareholders have a lot to say, and especially they don't like hearing that, we lost some people. And the funny thing is, and I saw this coming, and I saw this coming, because they, when I heard that Netflix was going to announce something, but they were going to announce it after hours, the first thing that came to mind was that, hey, it's not going to be good news. Because again, they didn't want the stock value to slip, slide, and fall while it was during trading hours. So again, I understand it. But folks, if you want to buy in, now is the time, because where else does Netflix have to go but up from here? So if you want into Netflix stock, now is the time to get into it. And let's see what they do. But then again, might want to wait another quarter, might want to wait to the third quarter and see what they do there. You know, kind of a Christmas present kind of thing. Alrighty, so again, they just stopped. They stopped connecting with their subscribers. Now, the Disney disconnect. Well, Iger got bigger as it became a media giant. Now, Disney becomes a media giant. They own ABC, they own ESPN, they own all of that. And aside from their parks, their theme parks and all of that. But in this case, the Disney side of things, the Disney actual theme parks, well, the disconnect comes from, well, they just stopped looking at the front lines where it was all happening. What got them onto the map? What got them going? And I see that, and I understand that's where the Disney family, who has no power, they have no voting power, they can't make changes, they can't regulate changes, they can't even vote, because it's got sold off. But the name behind Disney and the legacy behind that, that's where the disconnect happens, and that's where they're trying to save. They're just trying to save the name and everything that Disney stood for and stands for. And if by doing so, they can also take care of the employees, well, kudos to them. And again, this was the Florida employees. The Anaheim-based Disney World or Disneyland. I think it's Disneyland. Yeah, Disneyland. Whatever. The one in California, Anaheim. Well, over there, their minimum rate wage is $15 an hour. So it went up from 10 to 15. Kudos to them. But then again, it's out in California, so the cost of living is significantly higher. How much did it really truly offset? So maybe that's what needs to happen over here. But again, it's one of those give and take, checks and balance kind of situation. It's just, you just can't force a $15 jump or a $5 jump as the minimum wage, if that's what it is. You just can't force it without there being some repercussions, without there being a give and take. And sometimes that take is taking away jobs to offset the raise in rates. Otherwise, it's going to get passed on to the customers. And do you know how much those tickets cost now? Just to get into the door? Doesn't count for any of the extra stuff. If you want to stay on the grounds, if you want to park, if you want to ride on their shuttle or take the boat or whatever, do you know how much it costs? That's right. It's a small fortune. It's a small fortune. And a family of four, well, they're going to pay. Especially if the kids want to stay on the grounds and partake in all the other stuff. So something to think about there. Now, are we as customers ready to accept the price hike because they have to pay their employees more? So again, there's that give and take. And folks, that's really what it is. It's a lot of give and take, and it's a very finely tuned, very finely honed machine that works at that level. And for it to just immediately increase, it's going to throw things out of balance. And again, that sadly is where the customer disc is just going to get lost and stop going. So again, in this case, I'm not going to talk about I've talked about the money because that's the customer side of things. But on the business side, it's not a money per se. It's more of the top-down disconnect. Netflix, more worried about producing content, creating content, hoping to attract more customers. It didn't work out. Disney, creating this huge conglomerate of media and entertainment, hoping that would... But what happened is it started separating itself, and Iger separated himself and everybody up there in the C-suite started separating themselves. And that's where the discomfort level came. That, because of that disconnect, people weren't able to really, truly... well, live. And that was the situation. What's going on with Disney is that down at the employee level, the bare bones, the person, quote, in the article, it said the person who scrapes the gum is an employee, just like Bob Iger is, but the pay is just, you know, staggering. The difference is staggering. So again, that's where the issue becomes of making us a sustainable wage. Okay. Now, so how do these two organizations, and how do your organization, how does it, well, how does it resolve this? What can you do? What can you do? What can Netflix do? What can Disney do? Well, for one, it's real simple. Back to the basics. And back to the basics means being back on the front lines, jumping into the front lines, getting into the trenches again, and understanding and getting to know these people. It's like that TV show, Undercover Boss. When the boss actually gets into the front lines, he starts hearing the nitty gritty, or she starts hearing the nitty gritty, and she doesn't like it. But guess what? On the back end, yeah, a couple, three or four people get like all they ever wanted because they spoke up. But I think, does the company change? And yes, that's where the company does have to change. Because if it truly, truly cares, and we're talking about the C-suite, we're talking about the people up at the very top, and they truly care about their front line, whether it's the subscribers or whether it's the people that take the tickets at the gate and the customers coming through the door, because ultimately that's what it is. It's about the customers coming through the door. And if they feel good about coming through the door, they feel good about subscribing, then you're doing something right at the front lines. Not that you're creating more content, but that you're creating a buy-in by those individuals that are in the front lines, those that are out there hustling and grinding and making it happen. Not the ones that are flying around in the corporate jets, not the ones that are out there cutting ribbons and all that, but the one who has to pick up the confetti after the celebration. So getting back in those front lines, that's where you truly get to see what's going on, and you truly know how the war is going because you're there where the bullets are flying. And it's just that simple. When you know what's going on, when you know how the battle is being fought, when you understand what's going on in the war, what it takes to win that war, when you know and you see and you experience and you understand and you comprehend, not only do you empathize, but you actually start connecting with your people. So folks, get out there this weekend. Here's your homework for the weekend. Get out there, pad and paper, and just start writing things down. Start writing things down. Get a blank sheet of paper, a 3x5 card, it doesn't matter, and just put it down. What am I disconnected from? What do I think I'm disconnected from? And then what am I truly disconnected from? Because again, if you're up here, you're at that level, you're in the C-suite level, you're in the upper management level, you have this huge layers between you and the bottom line, or the bottom rung of the corporate ladder. How are you connecting down there? How are you affecting those individuals down there? How are your actions at the top affecting those down at the bottom? Because it does trickle down, and like they say, it does roll downhill. And sometimes when it rolls downhill, it's like the snowball. It starts off small, but it gets huge by the time it hits the bottom and it comes crashing down. Stuff to think about. Well, there it is. Make two columns. What you know, what is, and then what's true. And seriously, critically think about it and make those changes. Put those changes into effect come Monday morning. Heck, Sunday night, doesn't matter. Bang out a couple of emails. I'm going to the front lines. I'm gonna be out there. I just know. Here's the attire. No one needs to dress up. It's just they need to be in regular business mode and things like that. But get out there, get to the front lines, see what's going on, see how the war is being fought. And then that's pretty much it. So listen, I'm Dave Guerra. You've got your homework for the weekend. Let's have a chat on Monday. Until then, have a great one. Enjoy your Friday evening. Enjoy your Saturday and Sunday. But get to work. A lot of hustle, a lot of grind to do between now and then. And I will talk to you on the other side of the weekend. Take care.